And welcome back to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk Girls Cross Country Coach Michelle Weedman as you get ready for the 2025 season and lots of good positives at the end of 2024 to build on. Three girls making state last year, nearly the whole team making state. Do you feel like some of that momentum is carried over from a year ago? And have you had a good summer and how are things going?
Thanks for having me, Mike. Yes, absolutely. The momentum is very good right now. We have the girls that we just missed as a team making it to state, and they are very, very determined this year that we are going to state. And we have some really good incoming freshmen that have jumped right in on that too, and they have big goals and have been working really hard and attending consistently the summer running in the weight room. So yeah, it's looking good.
Are the numbers up at all overall from the last couple of years as far as how many girls you have out?
I would say yes, up a little bit, not dramatically, mm-hmm. anything like that, but maybe up about 5 to 8 girls.
Okay. So, yeah. Where are you at right now?
Numbers-wise, yeah. We're right about 40.
Okay. Let's take just a little bit of a look back at that last year, how you finished 4th place at the state qualifier, so you just missed going to state as a team. And it was Olive DeRocher, Gabby Dryman, Grace Wetzler that qualify as freshmen, and Chloe Skandrett was the next in line to qualify. Just how fun was that to see those freshmen peak at the right time?
It was very fun. We definitely ended on a really high note. Our now senior Pearl Brown would have been right in there with them too, but she was dealing with a lot of illness there at the end of the season, which was really kind of, it stunk for her, you know, because she had all season long been right in there with those girls. So, but yeah, I mean, otherwise, like, we definitely ended on a really high note, and it was very motivating to them to, like, the three that did make it definitely want to get back there, and the ones that just were shy of making it went and cheered them on and saw how cool of an experience it is to run at the state meet. So they definitely want to be there.
Some of those freshmen, now sophomores, how different is the look in their eyes this year, as you see them running in July and August compared to a year ago?
Just even the strength that they've been in the weight room now throughout the school year and all summer, and their strength is a lot better now. And so they're just much more efficient runners. And even their mindset, is very strong. They know what they want. They know what they need to do. And so, yeah, they've grown a lot in a year.
Well, some of the girls we've mentioned that are back, and you said last year's 8th graders, this year's freshmen, really good group as well. How are things kind of stacking up right now? I mean, do you have a kind of a pecking order in your lineup, or is it still a lot of competition to sort that out?
There's definitely a lot of competition to sort out, which will happen here in the next few weeks, you know. But yeah, just from the observations so far with summer running and just some of our quality practices that we have been able to put in, definitely Hannah Schmitz is going to be right up there. She placed, I think, 5th last year at the middle school state meet, and she's a little stud. Like, she is really gritty, really, really tough. So she's been looking really good and working really hard. Lucy Evans, I think she was another one that was in the just shy of the top 10 at the middle school state meet, but top 20 for sure, and she's looking really good. Carson Adams, she was in the top 20 at the middle school state meet, and she's hanging in right in there with our girls. And so, and there's a few others too that are definitely pushing. It's very healthy competition. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say there's a good deep group that are all really competing for spots. So
once again, we're talking with the Norwalk Girls Cross Country Coach Michelle Weedman on Coach's Corner. So heavy on freshmen and sophomores this year. How many seniors do you have besides Pearl?
So we have 7 seniors total. But yes, we are very heavy on the incoming freshmen. They make up almost half of our team.
Wow.
So yeah. Yeah, but so yeah, Pearl is back, so that's nice to have just her experience and all of that, and her leadership. She is an amazing leader. And then we have Anita Skolton, who is also a senior, who is kind of our spirit. She calls herself the spirit coach, or coach spirit, because she does bring a lot of just good vibes and positive energy and gets the girls really hype and stuff. So yeah, we have some returning seniors that are gonna do a good job leadership wise and all of that. So
I feel like I remember 3 years ago you talking about Pearl as a freshman, and you know, this everybody likes this freshman named Pearl Brown and how much of a leader she was then already. I suppose by now that's multiplied quite a bit.
Yes, absolutely. And with her, you know, doing other sports too and being varsity level at other sports and being a leader, like, she definitely has just really grown her role overall, just with a lot of different things with her leadership. But yes, she's probably our team leader, that she just kind of takes charge and makes sure everything's fallen in line. So
the season opener will be coming up August 26th at Ankeny Centennial, the DMAC campus. How anxious are you and the girls to just get out there and compete against some other teams?
Well, with as hard as they've been working this summer and the goals that they have already put out there, that they want to accomplish, they're ready, they're eager, they want to compete. And yeah, I think they're kind of getting a little tired of practice. They want to get out and get some competition going. So
yeah, I mean, and just for you as the coach too, to watch them get out there, I'm sure you're excited as well.
I am, because like we have just talked about, there's a lot of healthy competition within the team this year, and it's just going to be really fun to see how the season goes and how everything kind of plays out with these girls. So,
what are going to be some of the things you're looking for this year, some of those goals that are out there, whether they're official goals or not yet, but what do you feel like the team is capable of doing?
I think we'll be much more competitive in our conference. So at the conference meet, we should do a lot better than what we have in the past. I already mentioned this, but state, we definitely as a team want to get to state. And so that's a really big one. And just, you know, with so many new freshmen on the team, just continuing to build the culture and making sure that they're feeling, you know, a big part of the team and that they know their roles and all of that. So, yeah, just working through all of that.
What are some of the big, you know, the meets coming up this year that you're really looking forward to before conference and all of that? Maybe some meets that you feel like this is the year you can take a jump in some of those meets.
Well, in the past, we've gone up to the GRIAC meet in Minnesota, and we haven't had a lot of great success up there. But I think with this team, they want to go against, you know, big teams and teams that are really competitive. So I'm excited for that one and to see how they compete in a really big meet.
Right now, you know, a couple of weeks before the opener, the team pretty healthy?
Overall, yes, we are. And so I think, yes, it'll be really fun to see them compete at Ankeny Centennial. And right now, I think the weather's looking pretty good. So hopefully we actually have that meet and get to see, get them out on the course and see them compete.
Yeah, you never know about the heat early in the season if some of those meets will happen, but you've had a lot of time to acclimate to hot days and humid days this summer. Have they gotten out on some of those in the heat of the day, or are they running early in the morning to avoid it?
Most of our summer running has been in the morning, so they did avoid it for the most part. However, this week we've been in the afternoon going strong and acclimating, and they've been doing a really good job of acclimating to it, so not too worried about that.
All right. Well, season's coming right up. That's Norwalk girls cross country coach Michelle Weedman. Anything else to add about the team or what's coming up?
So we do have another senior, Grace DeRocher, who joined the cross country team last year a little bit late. She had done volleyball up until last year. And so she joined us a little late, but she is showing amazing things as well, and so I'm really excited to see her. She's healthy this year, and it's gonna be fun to see her in there too and competing. She's a great leader, just like Pearl as well. And I'm just ready to get rolling, Mike. It's gonna be a fun season.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you, Mike.